The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Then you got to swallow that. Now, that doesn't mean that you say that's okay. While that might be your reality, the job is that you compete against those teams that cheat and you beat them. Now, I haven't gotten there yet, but that's the job at Michigan. I mean, you just can't accept that you'll never be able to do it, doing it the right way. You keep grinding until that moment when you push through, and or you get some rules changed. Because do I think it should be okay for athletes to receive greater student athletes to receive greater compensation? Yes, I've said that several times. It's not for me. I don't cast character aspersions at those that think that, you know, they should be getting paid more or receive a greater compensation for being a student athlete when they produce so much, when they generate so much revenue, enough revenue for coaches and even administrators to be paid millions of dollars. Millions. You talk about the bowls to reap millions of dollars. The NCAA, I mean, it's an organization about amateurism. I don't see the president taking a regular salary. He's paid millions of dollars. And I'm not saying I'm not saying these people don't deserve to be paid millions of dollars. I'm just saying, look, if they're getting millions of dollars, don't be upset when athletes say, I should be getting a bigger piece too. You know, the rank and file deserve a bigger piece of the pie. Right? I mean, they're essential to the operation here. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I do think there's something wrong with violating the rules. Because for me, it's like, you know, the rules are there to ensure competitive balance. So until we change the rules, while I'm not, I'm not opposed, not averse to the idea of compensating athletes more, I am against and averse to compensating them illegally, according to NCAA rules. Rules are there for a reason. You don't like the rule, let's change it. And I do think there should be adequate attention given to that. And it seems like some is being put in that direction now. Even more needs to be. Because, yeah, I do feel it for Michigan's players and coaches. It is unfair that they have to compete on an unlevel playing field. That's the job that they accepted and are paid handsomely for. But it's still unfair. It's unfair to the fans. To have teams whose fortunes are impacted adversely by teams that cheat. Is the answer doing what they do, or is the answer working to change the rules? I think it's the latter and not the former. It's my opinion on it. 734-998-1050. Before we go to hear from Jim, let's go to JJ in Lincoln Park. JJ, what's up?
Well, Sam, good morning. I usually stick out of the recruiting game, you know what I'm saying. I can tell you this right now. We'll never find a better coach than James Joseph Harbaugh. And if we did, I would tap dance in a wet Speedo across Canham Natatorium for the enjoyment of anybody else who wanted to put it on YouTube or whatever. I love this university, and I love James Joseph Harbaugh. What I'm starting to get sick of is the stupidity that is reported back to me online with our stupid fandom, blaming the coaches and the stuff for being 10-2 and losing to two teams that are in the top 5 or 6 in the country. Okay? You're not going to win every game. And Michigan's always going to be the top of the heap because we've won more games than any other university and we have the highest winning percentage. We're the biggest target. Listen, be proud of what's going on. Remember what the goddamn university was in the decade before James Joseph Harbaugh came back to rescue us. My God, you know what? Sam, I'm at a loss for words because there's so much bile put up inside of me because of how many people that wear maize and blue I want to go stomp on. Go blue.
So, look, I think you split the baby here. I think what you're talking about is perspective, and rightfully so. Michigan was in dire straits before Jim Harbaugh showed up. 5-7 football team. It was at least a decade of, or close to a decade of, you know, basically being irrelevant, but for, you know, a year or so in there. And so, he came and immediately restored credibility, got Michigan back to a 10-win plateau, got Michigan in contention immediately. In a couple of the years he's been here, Michigan has been right there at the end in contention. And that's a far cry from where Michigan was before Jim Harbaugh got here. You're right. That has to be acknowledged. People can't lose sight of that. Very quick, very easy in the moment to lament, our current state. But it's that's because the memories, for some reason, of how bad things were have been fleeting, and they shouldn't be. Things were a whole hell of a lot worse than they are now. At the same time, JJ, as I said, the job at Michigan is to compete and win and compete and beat teams that cheat. That's the job. And just same thing when it comes to to winning Big Ten championships. I mean, you heard Jim say before the season, he said, the goal is to win the championship. And you don't find anyone around here poo-pooing that, and downplaying that or putting that to the side. That's the priority. That's the job. So, for fans to be disappointed in the outcome of the Ohio State game is that's nothing to question their fandom about. It's nothing to question when being criticized or offering criticism of the magnitude of the loss is nothing to disparage people's fandom over. I mean, that deserves criticism, being beaten like that. Where the line has to be drawn, though, is to say that, all right, well, it's time for sweeping changes, that you don't have the right coach here. That's where you start to lose some perspective. They had a bad day. They got outplayed. They got outcoached that day. They got out. Whatever out you could be done, they got outdone that day. That day. Does that obscure the progress that they made over the course of the four years Jim Harbaugh has had here? No. It does not. It should not. That is something to question fandom over. If you're ready after one game, as disappointing as it was, as bad as it was, if you're ready to say, all right, let's start over. Let's go in a new direction. That's like, come on, man. There's no perspective there whatsoever. See, but fans have the luxury of being impetuous. We can spout off, have cocked without care or concern for the consequences. People in positions of authority can't do that. Got to be more measured. Got to operate with perspective. Got to realize that, had a really bad day against Ohio State. We made some progress in a lot of areas this year. Got to seize upon those. And then the places where we fell short, especially against Ohio State, what can we do to fix those pieces? Does that mean scrapping an offense to show progress this year? No. Running game improved leaps and bounds. Offensive line improved a great deal. They, you saw them introduce some more elements to the offense. Now, coming off of that game especially, are there some additional pieces to the puzzle that can bridge some gaps? We've talked about them before. Our novice perspective in watching Michigan this year, can they add some more 2-minute, to their arsenal. Some more short and intermediate passing game to their arsenal. You know, some rhythm passing to their arsenal. Got to get things going as a one-off. Doesn't have to be, you know, spread them out every down, every series. But do they have the ability when they're, when they're caught in a bind and things have sputtered, do they have the ability to, you know, to get some tempo in there and get them going? And then defensively, I mean, we talked about it ad nauseum. I mean, Michigan's their zone game isn't as refined as it needed to be in that game against Ohio State. I mean, they broke out some zone, and Ohio State had some success against that too. And clearly, they didn't feel like it was enough of a staple, enough of a strength of theirs to go to almost exclusively on a day where, you know, Ohio State was exploiting them a great deal in man to man. And that, you know, that for me is a sign not of bad strategy in that game as much as it is a sign that, hey, you know what, this is a part of their game that isn't as refined as it needed to be. If you're in this contest and it's not a go-to that can be leaned on and leaned on almost exclusively based on the way that they're attacking. You know, it was the right call that, man, you know, going to zone is not going to make more than they're already playing is going to make us more effective. Might have been absolutely right, which if is the case, is a sign that they have to work on in the offseason. But does that mean that you take the defensive coordinator that now on multiple occasions has had the number one defense in the country and say that it's time to do something different? That's just ridiculous. That is just, it lacks perspective for a coach that has done. I mean, I remember some of Michigan's defenses. You guys remember some of Michigan's defenses? So, like I said, be careful what you wish for. Because, you know, things could be a lot worse off from a coaching perspective for Michigan. So, 734-998-1050. Man, I haven't seen this. See, Mac, you're about to witness WTKA history. Because I haven't heard from this guy since the days of maybe Rich Rodriguez or early Brady Hoke.
Wow.
I haven't heard from him at all since Jim Harbaugh has been here.
John T is a blast from the past.
John T is a blast from the absolute past. John, where you been, man? I thought you were hiding somewhere with Curtis Blow. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Still around, just different time shifts, so I haven't been able to call in the morning. But I have listened in a couple times. I've called in to Ira, like after a game or so. So, you guys are always excellent. Keep up the good work. And time shifting for me again, so I might be able to, you know, bother you with a few more calls coming up.
Okay, all right. So to what do I owe the pleasure today, John T? Tell me what you have for us today.
Hey, what I got for you today is, you know, I am in Jim Harbaugh's corner. You know the coach that I dislike intensely, and I loved it. I even watched the West Coast games to watch his team lose, and I like the fact that he's not working anywhere these days. You know who I hated? The guy who destroyed Michigan football for 10 years, and it was great to hear Desmond Howard say that on SportsCenter. You know, like what John T had been saying all that time. But...
Rich is not sending you any Christmas cards, that's for sure.
Yeah, but we all know he destroyed Michigan football, and Harbaugh is the right guy. We got all these naysayers calling up, talking about he got outcoached by Myers and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. He's got the right program. You know, I've got some questions about Patterson as a quarterback. I think he's a little bit short. His arm is a little bit weak. But, you know, I'll get into that probably on other calls.
Well, look, man. Oh, sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt you, John T. I thought you were done.
No. But the reason I'm calling today, all these people talking about Urban Meyer outcoached him. Let's be honest. And you know, I try to be as objective as possible because, you know, I'm a Michigan man through and through, multiple degrees from the University of Michigan. What I try to do when I analyze things, point blank, the players that were lining up against Michigan were eating our lunch. So when a guy is eating your lunch for 60 minutes, the coach can't help you with that.
Well, see, this is where I disagree with you, John T.
Seriously?
I disagree with you in this way. I'm not going to sit and look at that game and put it all on the players. I mean, certainly there were players on that field that got outplayed, make no mistake. But I think it's unfair to them to say, when you see a loss like that, and say it's all them. That's not fair to those guys. Michigan did, and I don't think you'll hear the coaches. You won't hear Don Brown come up here and say, yeah, I called the perfect defense and my guys went out there and just didn't do the job. You won't hear him say that. You won't hear Jim Harbaugh come on here and say, yeah, I had all the right calls and my players just didn't execute. You won't hear Jim Harbaugh say that. I guarantee you, you won't hear him say that.
And you're right. And maybe I'm a little bit over on the other side. But when the guys are stronger and faster than you, and then they have schemes that are called to help them better, there's nothing you can do to compete with that. Because I mean, it was the same defense. But it, to me, you know, let's just know that Wisconsin and people we played this year weren't as great as we thought they were. There's a lot of reasons for that. You know, quarterbacks were hurt and all kinds of things. But that happens in big games.
Well, I guess my take on it, and John, we got to get to a break, is to not overreact. It's important to not overreact to the game, but it is also important to be honest about the game too. So when I say not to overreact, yeah, they put 62 points on Michigan, but are they really that much better than Michigan? No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. All right. I mean, there are teams that played Ohio State a lot closer and wanted to even beat them. And so that to see that and then to see the outcome of Michigan's game, clearly they had a really bad day. They aren't that much better than Michigan. So some perspective is necessary. At the same time, there were some things from a play perspective. From a strategy perspective that you look at and you say, all right, man, there's some things they got us on. If you're Michigan, if you're watching that film, there are some strategy things that you say, you know what, they got us on. You know, they got us with some tempo at times defensively. They got us with some man beaters. We got to do some things to compensate that. You know, offensively, man, you know, they really got after us with their pressure. Some of our longer developing pass plays, we weren't able to get to those because of the pressure. You know, maybe we need to have some quicker pass elements, some shorter intermediate pass elements to our game or some tempo to our game. And not scrap our offense or scrap our defense, but, you know, augment a bit. That's what you do when you do an honest assessment or self-scout. You say, all right, man, yeah, they got us here. You don't make excuses, you own it. They got us here. With, you know, in some of these matchups, they got us here strategically. All right, now let's go fix it. We aren't that far away. We aren't as far away as the margin of defeat would make it seem. That's where the perspective is. But you can't come around and say, oh, just a bad day. Let's do it all the same and keep it moving. No, that's not how you get better. And I don't think that that's what they're down there doing right now. 734-998-1050. We got to get to a break. Before we do, our friends at Black Rock Bar and Grill want you to know that, man, you want a great steak? Come to Black Rock, because it's steak your way. Now, what does that mean? You walk into Black Rock at 3776 South State Street in Ann Arbor. You tell them what cut of steak you want. They'll bring it out, but it's uncooked. I say, why the hell would I want an uncooked steak? Because that's part of the experience. They bring out a 755-degree hot stone, and they say, all right, grill it up. You aren't an expert griller, doesn't matter. I've seen kids grill up the steak on the hot stone because the waiter or waitress is there to talk you right through it. Tell you how long to leave it on the stone before you flip it. You got the seasoning there. And voila, after a few minutes, it's all done. The best part, though, is after you start eating the steak, you're having the conversation, you're talking back and forth, having a conversation with Miz, I'm talking to Mac, eating my steak. We're about 10 minutes in. Steak's not as hot anymore. Take that steak at that point. Throw it back on the hot stone, bring it back up the temperature. It's just like the first bite. That is the Black Rock difference. You can find them at 3776 South State Street in Ann Arbor. You don't want steak? Have a great seafood menu. Don't want seafood? Guess what? Great bar and grill fare. You go in there. The ambiance is great. TVs throughout. Great bar as well. Great dessert menu. You got it all at Black Rock Bar and Grill, 3776 South State Street in Ann Arbor. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.